All right, so let's talk about LinkedIn ads and some of the data metrics or the data points. And this is going to be pretty technical. This is going to be more around the numbers that you would probably need to take into consideration. So I've got a pen and paper here. So I'm just going to map out what I articulate for a lot of the clients that I work with when they're running paid ads on LinkedIn. So let's just say if you're just starting and you're not overly confident in your ability to close, I would recommend that you do a one-part close until you're a veteran. And you may still continue to do one-part close even if you're really good. We'll touch on that in a minute. So a one-part close. And then I would say if you're going to do one-part close from cold traffic, lukewarm traffic, they're going to get dialed, and then that dial is going to set them for a call. On the call, you're going to sell, let's just say, a $3,000 package. Therefore, you want to run $3,000 worth of ad spend in the first month, and your goal is to make two sales and you've doubled your money. So what you're going to do essentially is you're going to run paid advertising at $100 a day, ideally, and your goal is to get 3 leads per day. If you do that, you get 15 leads Monday to Friday, and then there'll be a spillover on the weekend. Out of those 15 leads, your goal is to book as many of those as you can, and ideally you're looking at 4 to 5 calls. Out of those, you're going to get a 50% show-up rate. It's going to be 2 to 3 calls, probably 2 calls that you get on every week. So if you close 50% of those, you've just made $12,000 on $3,000 ad spend. Just let that sink in. If that's the case, which is not a million miles off what we were looking at when we first started, you're 4x your ROAS. Now, for example, I started running ads with a client who joined our LinkedIn Ads Masterclass this week, and they got 16 leads, first 16 leads in the first few days, 4 calls booked. And I've no doubt that their closer is going to close at least one of those. And they've just spent like a few hundred dollars, and they'll have made maybe their higher ticket on that program is $8,000. Do you see what I mean? So like, what you need to really break down is your issue your sales or your leads? It's one of the two. If it's making money is your issue. If you've got too many clients and the back end and all of that stuff. But fundamentally speaking, there's just two things you need to do to make a million: book calls, close calls. Now, if you're struggling to close calls, but you have leads and have calls that you know, people jumping on calls, then your issue is your closing ability, or your offer, or how you articulate it, or your authenticity, or your conviction in your program. Then you need to identify why that's not working. For most people, they're not fully booked with calls, and therefore the issue is lead flow or getting lead flow on the call. And that's either you do not have access to leads, or you can't convince them to get on a call. It's one of the two. And getting higher quality leads on tap from a platform like LinkedIn, in my opinion, the reason I'm so excited about this is because this is like the Facebook ads of 2013, 2014, when nobody is doing this. Nobody is doing this. And if this is something you're strongly considering, then I really, really urge you to reach out to us before this thing gets absolutely stacked with people, this industry, in this space, because right now it is a blue ocean. I'm probably going to put an audio up with one of my clients when I spoke to them this week, and they literally said, I said, what can I help you with this week? And they said, honestly, the only thing I can ask you for is to stop fucking telling people about LinkedIn ads, because it's going to become even more challenging for him. And right now he made $130,000 last month on $20,000 ad spend. Just do the math. Now, yes, it was Black Friday and there were a few other offers, but he made $130,000 out of 21,000 ad spend, I think we calculated. So it's like printing money. Now, then you become, and in the next few episodes, I'm going to discuss the other problems you're going to have. And the other problems you're going to have is you don't have enough people to take the calls. You don't have enough people to do the dials. You're going to do all of this stuff and figure out all of that. So this is a super short episode. It's basically just to tell you the details and the numbers. And then I'm going to go into more detail in the next few episodes on the various different parts of the system. I'm going to do some dialing training for you guys. I'm going to do some sales training for you guys. I'm just super pumped about this space right now. A lot of you are listening to these podcasts and you're not even at this stage. You're still debating whether you should go on LinkedIn, and you know, you're going to miss the boat if you haven't already. I would really strongly advise you to do that, because I would never, ever, ever go back to organic on Instagram and Facebook ever again, ever fucking again, never. I would never do, you couldn't pay me enough money. I would change industry. I would do something else. Honestly, I would do something else. I would never, ever, ever go back to trying to do organic on Facebook and Instagram, like basically like juggling like a clown on social media, hoping that people like my stuff and book a call. It would be fucking excruciating. I would never do it. And if that's what you're doing, you're either very, very silly or you have more patience than me, because there's so much you could be doing. There's so many easier ways to make money. Plenty more easier ways to make money in this space than doing that. And you're basically waking up every morning hoping that someone is going to like your content, hoping that someone is going to follow you, hoping that someone is going to send you a message, hoping that someone's going to reply to your cold DM, hoping that someone's going to engage in a decent conversation, hoping that someone is going to book a call, hoping that someone is going to show up, hoping that someone is going to be interested in your program, and hoping that someone is going to say, I want to work with you. And then you're hoping that they have money. And then you're hoping that they're able to make the decision without their spouse. And then you're hoping that they don't regret their decision the next day when they do give you money. That is a lot of hoping, people. That is an enormous amount of hoping. And business shouldn't be about hope. It should be about data and statistics and understanding metrics within your business so you can create a stable income for you and your families. So I cannot say that stronger. I cannot urge you in a more stronger way to just really try and figure out, like, do you want this to be I hope, or do you want this to be on your terms? Super short episode. I hope that's useful. Straight to the point. In the next few episodes, I'm going to go through how you build out this system in a little bit more detail. Peace.